Just one halakha in the laws of Purim, which is an interesting trivia question, where we have a situation where something is mukseh for one community but is not mukseh for another community. And that is the question of, is a Megillat Esther mukseh on Shabbat? On the halakha, on a regular Shabbat of the year, why should Megillat Esther be mukseh? You could learn from it. It's not different than a sefer. Just like we take out the sefer of the Haftarah on Shabbat, we read from a scroll, we take out the sefer Torah. So you could take the Megillat Esther on Shabbat, why not? A person wants to read it in his house, and learn from it and study from it. So 100% there is no problem of mukseh by Megillat Esther on Shabbat. One could move it, one could learn from it, etc. Question is, what about in Jerusalem this year? Purim Day falls out on Shabbat, which means they celebrate Purim usually on the 15th of Adar. The 15th of Adar is a Shabbat this year. They do not read Megillat Esther in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh this year on Shabbat. Why? Because of the famous Gezerah Rava that said what? They're concerned that you might come to carry the Megillat Esther in the public domain. And therefore, since they're worried that you might come carry it, so they said you can't read it. So says the Gaon Pri Hadash, as a result of that, that on Purim, that falls out on the 15th in Yerushalayim, since the rabbis forbade to read Megillat Esther, because she might come to carry it, the Megillah becomes mukseh. And therefore, for Yerushalmim, this year on Shabbat, they cannot touch the Megillah. That's the opinion of Acham Avadia as well, in Chazon Avadia Purim, where he writes on Daf Reshut Gimel, Yom Tedvav Be'adar Shabbat B'Shabbat Asur Lemukafin Letatel Megillat Esther. שכיוון שגזרו חזד שלו לקרות מגילת אסתר בשבת פורים לצאת בידי חובה, משום שלא יעבירן נדל רמות בשוט רבים, יש עליה תורת מוקסה. הרגח אין לטלטלה. However, where we are, let's say in New York, on that same Shabbat, it's not Purim for us. Therefore, for us, it's permissible to move the מוקסה, it's not מוקסה, to move the מגילה and to rearm it. So again, it's a trivia question. Given an item that it's mukseh for one community and it's not mukseh for another community, only one Shabbat of the year. Because all the rest of the Shabbatot of the year, it's mutar for everybody. That's the case of Purim Shachal Diyot Betedva B'Shabbat. It's even better. If a guy is in Tel Aviv, he can move the Megillah. He's outside. If he's in Yerushalayim, he cannot move it. So it depends on the locale. That's really the question. Depends on where you are, if the item is going to be mukseh or not. But for us, it's not mukseh, but for Yerushalayim, it is.